Hello, everybody. It's Podmas. No, I'm not good at this.
You were doing so
good.
Okay,
wait, hold on. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Podmas. When you're listening to it, it will be day 18.
Oh, my goodness. Christmas is a-coming.
Woo-woo.
Christmas is so soon. I still haven't, like, taken a night to, like, put my tree up and, like, it's, like, I need to do it soon. Probably this weekend I'll do it.
There's no rush.
Kind of. It's soon.
There's no rush. Like, you, there is no reason. Okay. As somebody who loves Christmas and loves Christmas decorations, you don't need to have your Christmas decorations up way before Christmas.
My only thing is, oh no, I agree with you. I think people who do it before December are crazy.
And you also don't have to take your Christmas decorations down right after Christmas. You can leave them up like all the way up until February.
That I don't agree with. I don't agree with
you. But you can.
So I think the prime time, I will give you the first week of January, but after that, get over it. It's time to let go.
That's offensive, but okay.
I have many hot takes on Christmas.
Yikes.
Many. I don't think it's necessary to put Christmas decorations up in November.
No.
You have a whole month. If you start December 1st, you still have a whole month of...
How do you feel about, like, keeping Christmas lights up, though? Like, taking, like, the other decorations down, like the trees and stuff, but keeping, like, pretty lights up?
Yeah. I think into February, that's a bit much. I get it, though. It's dark, gloomy time, so it kind of gives people that, like, serotonin. But I also think, why don't we normalize... Yeah, why don't we just normalize, like, basic lighting, like, outside all the time? Like, yeah, you're right, like... The Christmas lights, you're right.
I was just thinking, like, because they're having the Evergreen Festival downtown Halifax right now, and I don't understand why they don't have it all winter long.
They should.
Because that would keep their businesses going.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, that would keep people...
Is that over yet?
Not yet. No, not until the 19th.
What is going on down there? Is it just pretty lights and a Ferris wheel?
It's... They have, like, a bunch of lights set up and stuff like that, and they have like little tiny pathways that's lit up and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And it's actually really, really pretty, and there's like fire pits set up everywhere, and they have booths set up too for like Christmassy stuff.
I think I'll probably go on Saturday then, maybe.
Yeah, I think I might go on Sunday before my Sunday Silly show.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah,
you had Sunday Sillies.
Yeah,
why don't we I'll fucking go with you.
Yeah,
and then go watch the show.
Yay. Yeah. Be so fun. Yeah. It ends on the 19th, so I'm hoping it'll still be set up.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
But guys, we're today on this episode, this is our Christmas themed episode for the week, and we are talking about
Christmas songs.
Say a little louder.
Sorry. Christmas songs.
There we go.
I don't know why it took me so long.
That's also an ASMR episode. We are going to, first we're going to talk about our favorite Christmas song, favorite singular, the top one, and then we're going to rate some of the Christmas songs, I guess.
Ooh.
Rate them.
Isn't the same thing?
I think rank would be like, you'd make a list.
Oh, no, no, no.
And put them in order. We're not going to do that. We're just going to rate them. Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Yeah, I'm going to hum it, and then... I want to let you guess it.
Oh, God.
Kay.
Is it from The Grinch?
I do. No, it's not.
Because I won't know it.
You shamed me last time. Okay. Like The Grinch.
No, I'm so sorry. It's okay. I kind of felt bad after that. I was like, I hope she's not offended.
I was so offended. Oh, my God.
I just have strong opinions on
it. Dare you?
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. Just don't shame The Lion King and everything.
Oh, no. Because Travis, like, would come for me. I would never do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's my homie. Okay.
Hum. Rocking around the Christmas tree. No. No. Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah.
Great choice.
Thank you. I like it because also Mean Girls.
I was just going to say, how much did Mean Girls influence that?
A lot.
90%. That is one of the better Christmas songs.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
It's not annoying, and it's fun, and it's great.
I put that up there too with like Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. That's a jam.
Rockin' Around
Christmas Tree. I like the upbeat Christmas songs.
I also really like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
See, I don't really know that one that well.
I think it's funny. It's just dumb. And I love it.
Dumb. Do you have any honorable mentions for any Christmas tunes that you particularly like?
Around
Christmas.
I like them all, to be honest.
Really?
There's none that really stand out to me, though.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pop off then.
Okay, go.
If I'm allowed to pop off. My favorite Christmas song, and maybe in past years I wouldn't have said this, but is River by Joni Mitchell.
Oh, yes, that's a good one,
because it is such a beautiful song, by the way, so heartbreakingly sad if you really really listen to the lyrics, because she's essentially just like talking about wanting to escape.
Oh,
I wish I, yeah.
Whoa, this is a Christmas song.
It's a Christmas song. So I have I want to just read some of these lyrics because they're so heartbreaking. So just for some backstory as well, she's Canadian. Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Canadian. So she's used to the Canadian winters and the Canadian, you know, weather. This is very clearly like about her being in LA, because you can just based on the lyrics, you can tell. So it's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Like, it's like, I want to get away. Oh. It's so sad.
Okay. Of course you like that song.
It don't snow here. It stays pretty green. I'm going to make a lot of money and then I'm going to quit this crazy scene.
You go, girl.
Right? Wish I had a river I could skate away on. It's beautiful. And then this line, I made my baby cry.
Oh.
Yeah. He tried to help me. You know, he put me at ease. He loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Do we like my rendition of this song?
I love it. It's giving me goosebumps.
I'm not doing it. I'm not actually singing it. I'm so hard to handle. I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I've gone and lost the best baby I've ever had.
Well, girl, get it back.
So really the only reason that this is a Christmas song, well, number one, like if you listen to it, it sounds like winter. It has a winter feel to it.
What's the melody to this song? Because I don't think I know it.
I'm not even going to try to sing it because it'll be horrendous.
Jingle Bells. I'm just kidding.
I'll play a quick clip. And also a lot of people have done covers of this song, which are also pretty good. Olivia Rodrigo did a cover of it.
Ugh. I mean, yay.
Let's see.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's just so haunting.
Yeah, Evanescence would be good at doing a cover of this song. Can you imagine?
That reminds me of when I made the posters for the Gus's Christmas show. I initially made them so campy and cheesy.
Yeah.
And Martin was like, yeah, that's a bit much, Sarah. And then he's like, can you make it more like goth Christmas?
I love Martin. Oh, I meant to message Martin.
Oh yeah, get back on the MCM.
I'll do that later.
But yeah, no, yeah, I love River. Listen to it I feel like it's a song everyone kind of knows. If you don't know it, like, it'll sound familiar to you.
Yeah.
It's my favorite Christmas song. But like, I also want to shout out, I mean, obviously Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
Oh my god, yeah, that's a classic.
It is a classic, and I admit I do enjoy that one. But the other big thing for Christmas music for me, and the most nostalgic one, is motherfucking Boney M. The Boney M. Christmas album.
Yeah.
It's the white cover. They're all like in ornaments. Their faces are in ornaments. Oh my god, am I describing that right? Hang on. Boney M. Christmas album. I feel like, yeah. Oh yeah, okay. They're not in ornaments, but they are in snowflakes.
Oh my god.
So I was close.
You're very close.
This was,
that's a throwback.
This was the album. We would always play this when we were, so when I think of Christmas, I think of putting up the Christmas tree. It was my favorite fucking thing. When we would bring in the real Christmas tree that we cut from outside in our backyard. Like, we would cut our own Christmas trees.
That's intense.
From the woods. Bring it in. The place would start smelling like pine.
Oh, yeah.
Great and we smell. Would put on Boney M. And we would decorate the tree. And we would always have a pot of gold thing of chocolates that we would also eat while we would decorate the tree. So that's when I think of Christmas, I'm like, that's Christmas to me. And there's got to be snow.
There's got to be snow.
And sledding involved too.
Yeah.
But Boney M, the whole Boney M Christmas album, even like Rivers of Babylon, which isn't a Christmas song. I don't think it's on the Christmas album. Or maybe it is. No, it doesn't look like it is. Let's see. Track listing. But just Boney M in general, I love them.
That triggered a memory from my childhood as well. Do you remember Rosie O'Donnell's Christmas album?
I don't.
It was just her singing with like a bunch of bands or big like NSYNC. I think Tony Braxton, Elmo for some reason.
Oh, I think it's ringing a bell now, yeah, but I don't think I was ever into it.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
That's so funny.
I still listen to it like at least once every Christmas.
Yeah.
Just to bring back those memories.
I mean, Michael Bublé has a good Christmas album too.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff out there. Jewel has a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some, but that just brought me back way back because way back. I love Boney M. They're my honorable mention. Aww. But River is still my favorite. So.
Yeah.
And also the connection with Love Actually. Because
Right.
In that movie, the Joni Mitchell. Yeah.
Right.
And they also play that song in the movie.
I'm so excited to watch a movie again this year for like the 100th time.
I really would like to have a night where you can come over and you pick a movie that I haven't seen and I pick a movie that you haven't seen. Because you haven't seen The Holidays.
And you haven't seen All I Want for Christmas.
Like, so we should do a double header night?
Yes.
And like watch those.
And have Christmas snacks?
Yeah. Because I just love snacks. You guys, I'm not doing shit after the 17th.
There you go.
I'm not. We're. Okay. And we'll address the release schedule in another episode.
Later on.
For now, we're going to rank some Christmas songs.
Yeah.
So you got a list. So how are we ranking these from like 1 to 10? 10 being
just
good?
Rate them. So 1 being bad and 10 being like, okay, yeah, that's
so
a classic.
So 1 is, let's make a comparison. So 1 would be what?
Poop.
What's, 1 is a rotten clementine.
Yeah. And then and 10 is like sugar cookies.
10, no, I got it. 10 is a fresh from the oven shortbread cookie.
Ooh, okay, yeah, I like that.
So shortbread cookie or rotten clementine.
Or like in between is fine too.
I do love clementines, but when they go bad, they suck.
Don't eat them. You can like go in between too, like Quality Street.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. How do you feel about fruitcake? I love fruitcake.
I don't, but I eat it because Dustin really loves fruitcake.
Oh, I love fruitcake. I'm so weird. That's another, I should have put that as a hot take. I love fruitcake at Christmas.
Has to be like a certain kind of fruitcake. Like I like, not really fruitcake, but like jelly bean cake.
Oh yeah, that stuff's good.
You know what I mean?
That stuff's good.
And like the fruitcake that has like the different colored cherries in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's
a fruitcake.
That's general fruitcake.
But like
but
the one
fruitcake itself is more dense and molasses-y.
Yeah. That's like the one from Costco. I don't like that.
Oh, I love that shit.
Okay.
So we're gonna rank these Christmas songs. Let's do this.
Okay, Jingle Bell Rock. Fresh from the oven sugar cookie for
Jingle
me.
Yeah, I think that's a 10. Or a 9. It's no less than a 9.
No less than a 9? Okay, I'll take it. Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Ugh. I would give that like a 3?
I give it like a 1, like a rotten
clementine. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's like go even lower. I was being too nice.
It's very
I don't
rapey.
Like it. I don't listen to it. I'm like, it's never been one that I've put on.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Little Drummer Boy.
I love the Boney M version. If it's the Boney M version, I'm going like 7 or 8 if it's Boney M. I can't even think if I know the original. I'm trying to think. I would put it like honestly, like middle.
Yeah.
5 or 6.
I put it as an 8 because like the pum pum pum.
It is pretty banger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
if
you're
it wasn't
right.
for the pump and pump pumps, it probably
not top tier, but like top middle tier.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Sugar Plum Fairy.
I don't even know that one.
Is that the one?
Which one song is that?
Which ones are like dun dun da 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 da? Is that
Carol of the Bells? Sugar Plum. Sugar Plum Fairy. You know, Carol of the Bells is epic. I just think of Family Guy though. Ding Fryser Dun.
Yes.
Ding Fryser Dun.
That's what made me think of it.
I gotta run.
So yeah, Sugar Plum Fairy.
Sugar Plum Fairy.
Wait, what's Sugar Plum Fairy then?
Is that a Christmas song? Let's look it up.
Maybe it's a ballet. I don't know.
Sugar Plum Fairy song. Is it a Christmas jam? The dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy is from the Nutcracker.
Oh.
So that would make sense, but I don't really know it. I feel like that's not one that is like overly popular in the mainstream. Although Pentatonix did it.
Nice.
That's pretty wild.
I'm in. That's not
what would you write it?
Carol of the Bells or Sugar Plum Fairy?
Sugar Plum Fairy.
I don't know.
I don't even know what it is.
I don't think I even know what that is. I don't know why.
Is it familiar at all?
Oh!
we're both like, do, 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 do. It just reminds me of Home Alone.
It reminds me of like spooky, scary stuff.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I would rate Sugar Plum Fairy like a 9 because it has a good spooky factor to it.
I would rate Carol of the Bells like an 8 or a 9.
Yeah,
because it's the same kind of idea. It's like it's haunting. It just makes you think of ooh, it's Christmassy.
It's dramatic,
and you're Christmas. Like, there's a great TikTok where it's like. Like the mom is like watching the kid open presents, and then she goes, "It's from Santa," and then she just sips her wine and looks at the camera like I did it. Like that spooky, the anticipation of Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And just go off topic a smidge, I'm not a fan of people who open all their gifts on Christmas Eve. What the fuck are you doing?
Don't open all your gifts. Open one
gift. Do you come from blowjobs? What are you doing?
Do people come from blowjobs? Is that a thing?
You know, like Christmas Eve is foreplay. It's not the main. I feel like I need to make that joke at the Christmas show.
Yes.
That's kind of a good joke.
That's good. That's good.
But I never got, so we always opened one gift, and it was always a little tiny gift.
Yeah.
That we would open at Christmas Eve, and the rest was Christmas. What is the point of doing it all on Christmas Eve? I think some people also would stay up till midnight and do it like really late at night. But that's just fucking up your sleep patterns. What you doing?
Do that. And you wonder why you're tired all the time.
I guess you could sleep all day Christmas Day or whatever.
Dustin's family gets up at like 5 a.m. and opens presents at 5 a.m. and then goes back to bed for the rest of the day.
Is this a family of adults or children?
Well, it used to be a mixture. Now it's all adults.
So I feel like, yeah, if you're all adults, what are you doing?
Just go back to bed. That's what I said last time I was there. I was like, can you please sleep in?
If there's like, kids, listen, guys. If I ever, you know, have a family, I will do the whole Santa thing. I'm not going to lie to kids. But and the reason I was so heartbroken when I found out about Santa not being real was I was so in love with the magic of Christmas.
Aww.
That when I found out it wasn't real, and my mom tried to convince me many times, like, it's the spirit of Santa. And like, I was just like, it's not the same. And I think deep down, I think I was like, just scared that I wouldn't get presents again.
I think that's it.
I was just so heartbroken.
My mom still puts my presents from Santa. And I'm like, Mom, I know it's you. She's like that TikTok, like, no, it's from Santa.
Yeah, I don't think I would do that into adulthood. I feel like...
First you shame me for the Grinch. Now this. No, I'm just kidding.
Bless her. Bless her. Truly,
I love
her.
It.
That's really
great.
Cute. I just, yeah, I don't know.
As a future mom,
I was traumatized when I found out.
Yeah, that's so sad.
And
I'm sorry.
Kirsten Bell and Dax Shepard are like on record saying that they don't tell their kids about Santa because I think. It's like misleading, and it's like you're essentially lying to them.
So that makes sense.
But I don't really like that either, because
really?
That's like, You're taking away the fun of Christmas.
What do you like? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Happy medium. I truly think you do the Santa thing until they question it, and then you tell them the truth.
That makes sense.
I don't think that that's too hard.
No.
As soon as they figure it out, I would never lie to them.
I think that I would never was like shocked to find out that Santa didn't exist, because I just kind of like got older and was like, well, that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was way really old too. I was like 12.
Oh, buddy.
I shit you not. I was older when I said it. This is all for my future therapist. Okay, it's all good. I'll talk about it with my future therapist.
That's so rough.
Anyways, more songs.
Yeah.
We got off topic.
Oh, I like Silent Night.
I would give Silent Night, it's kind of a snoozer, a 6.
I give it like a 4.
Yeah, it's kind of a snoozer.
It's a snoozer.
Kind of a downer.
No, I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Why is this silent? It's not silent, it's Christmas.
I was in my elementary school choir and we had to do Christmas concerts. And when we were being taught how to sing songs, we were taught to overpronounce words, and like, so the way that they taught us how to sing Silent Night was like silent tonight. Like the T's had to be super strong. Silent tonight. Almost like you're saying silent tonight. Like, and I remember me and Danielle just like, yeah, we always made fun of our music teacher for making us
silent
do that.
Night.
Holy night. God damn.
I like it better when you sing it like that. Like, I bumped up to a quick 6 now. That's all the Christmas songs
that's
I have
it?
Written
There's
down.
There's more than that.
There's more than that.
Okay, what about, okay, let me name some. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Two, I find it really annoying.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I like it. I give it a 7.
Have Yourself a Merry Little
Maybe
Christmas.
Maybe I like more Christmas stuff than I'm letting on.
Yeah. Maybe I hate more than I'm letting on.
Yeah, maybe. What about I'll Be Home for Christmas?
Oh, I rate that an 8. No,
yeah, that's a good
8, 8.5 to 9, because it's so wholesome and feel goody and just.
It makes me think of what's that movie? Is it Look Who's Talking? Or Look Who's Talking To, where it's like, oh, shit me. Let me see. Look Who's Talking Now? Wow. I don't know. There's a Christmas movie where it's like someone's trying to get home. Yeah, Look Who's Talking Now.
Oh.
Do you remember these movies? John Travolta?
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay.
I don't know why that song reminds me of that.
It reminds me of my dad because he used to go away a lot, but he always be home for Christmas.
Oh, ow. Oh, I love that. What other ones are there?
What about
Jingle Bells?
I was going to say Jingle Bells.
Yeah, yeah. I like Jingle Bells, especially the Boney M version. I feel like I just need to like preface this by saying when Boney M does it, it's a tap.
We should just listen to the Boney M album. I don't know. I would rate Jingle Bells like 7.5, because like it's fun.
It's a good song.
There's lots of parodies of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jingle Bells is a jam.
What about We Wish You a Merry Christmas? Oh, wait. We did that one.
Already. Oh, that was another one we were taught to pronounce it. It's super. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you. It was wish you. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry
Christmas. Scary Mindy.
It's okay, we're just wishing you a Merry Christmas.
It was Silent Night and We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Oh my God, so many memories. So sweet. There's got to be a couple more. Yes. I like talking about this. It's fun.
Let's see. Oh, Holy Night?
Ugh.
Oh, what about Feliz Navidad?
Oh, shit! We just blew the roof off. That's a 15.
Right? I read it like a hard 20.
Again, Feliz especially Navidad. The Boney M
version. When you were in choir, did they also make you say Feliz Navidad?
I don't even think we sang that one, but that is such a bop and a jam.
That's so funny.
That's such a bop and a jam. I have these here, too. Oh. What's Blue Christmas? I don't know that one.
Like...
What about Hark the Herald?
Ooh.
Kind of a jam.
Okay, that just... That just jingled a memory in my brain.
Jingled a memory.
Because it's Christmas.
Snap.
I had this book of Christmas songs.
Jingled.
Ding, ding. But it was like Catmas carols.
Oh, I love that.
So like all the Christmas songs are like, anyways, Christmas songs sang by cats.
No, I love that. White Christmas. That's another good one.
White Christmas? Which one's White Christmas again?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I read that at 9. Definitely.
That's up there. Yeah. I like White Christmas and I'll Be Home for Christmas. Like, I put in the same sort of like, they're more slow. Like, I just pictured like a cozy little cabin with like a fireplace and some whiskey.
And some marshmallows.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so good.
A little fireplace. When I was little, I'd always yell at my parents to turn a fireplace off because I was scared that Santa would burn himself when he came down our chimney.
Wait, say that again.
When I was little, I'd always yell at my parents to turn off the fireplace because I was scared that Santa would burn himself.
That's fair, though.
Because when you watch Night Before the Christmas, Jack goes down the chimney where there's fire already.
Yeah.
And he gets burnt.
Oh, shit. That's traumatizing.
That's okay,
What's the cat? The one with all... Oh, Jingle Cats. That's it.
Jingle Cats?
Do you know Jingle Cats?
I don't.
What, Sarah? What? Hang on. This what you got to remember this.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Are you okay? My cat's actually traumatized.
She's like, oh my god, you guys. What is going on over there?
Oh my gosh, too funny. That was so much fun.
Yeah, who knew?
I feel like I'm gonna think of a Christmas song after this and be like, god damn it. But I think we got them all.
Bring it back next Podmas.
We'll bring it back next Podmas. That was a really fun one. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. That might have been a longer episode, but that's okay.
It's just full of joy.
Let us know what Christmas songs you like. And yeah, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Goodbye.